Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
I'm never doing a dog door. Something's going to come in. A raccoon.
That's my issue is with the dog door. Because my friends have
a dog
door.
Your cat will end up being an indoor-outdoor cat, start dragging in birds.
Well, they have a
big-ass
dog. So the thing
moles.
Is, their dog door is a little bigger than most. Because their dog is the sweetest dog you'll ever see. You would not know that until you meet her. But seeing her, fierce-looking dog, right? And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. And I made that comment, and the guy that lives at the house, the homeowner, just looks at me and kind of rolls his eyes. I'm like, what? He's like, brother, everything that lives in my backyard, all right? And he's like, I did not know what we had in our backyard, but I discovered it pretty much every morning because they would go to the dog bowl. So we'll move the dog bowl. He's like, I did, but they can still smell where it was. So they will go to where the dog bowl had used to be, and then when they can't find the food, they have to jump on the counter. I'm assuming it's raccoons. But they leave their droppings where the food bowl was. Almost like an F.U. for not having the delicious food that we've been smelling.
Yeah. I'm like, is there not a slide to click close it off?
I don't know. His dog constantly bangs in and out of that thing. So like in the wintertime, when the door's closed, we're playing cards, whatever, the dog's going in and out. And as long as the lights are on and humans are present, nothing's going to come
inside.
I would
have no problem with that if the dog would go outside, use the bathroom, out just sniffing around, whatever they're doing. But if a dog wants to let itself out to go to the bathroom, I'm happy my dog isn't smart. I'm just worried about what would come in.
That was his issue. He's like, look, man, the dog is fine. The dog uses the dog door for the reason I wanted to use the dog door. He's like, everything else that lives on my property uses it because they smell. And the thing is, his wife cooks all the time, too. She cooks. Yeah. What, you don't think about it. You go to bed, but the smell is still in the air. So, you know, she'll spend 3 hours cooking or whatever. And he's like, hey, man, the local wildlife, they're like in your kitchen waiting for you.
One of the texters says, guys, any of you ever experienced sleepwalking? Would love to hear that. I used to be more of a sleepwalker than I am now.
Sure.
There's been a couple times I fell down the steps once. and it took about 3 days for me to remember.
I remember that.
Exactly what happened. Cause I think I came in one day and I'm like, man, I feel like I've been hit by a truck.
Yeah. You were telling me, it feels like somebody like put soap in a sock and beat my ass.
I am sore all over. I don't remember it. And then it was almost like it was like 3 days later. I walked in and I was like, I just remember, dude, I fell down the steps. I was sleepwalking and I fell down the steps. Head over, shoulder over, the whole deal. But I do remember this. When I got to the bottom of the steps, my feet perfectly planted like a gymnast.
All right.
And I popped right back up. Like the way that I rolled, it was like a perfect 10.
Yeah.
How many tumbles I did. Like when I got to the bottom, my feet landed on the floor and I popped right up. And then I must have walked into the kitchen or done what I did, whatever I did.
Ate some peanut butter.
But that's a problem. So back to
never tumbled forward. I have definitely slipped on the heel and slid all the way down.
Like dump, 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 dump.
On like your butt.
Yeah. You kind can't of, stop yourself.
Socks and carpet.
Socks or wet day. I did it at the, remember that stairwell at the old Hard Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do it there?
Yep.
That's an unforgiving stairwell.
Right. It's a long stairwell. Heels went out all the way down. I stand up. The bouncer's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "I am. I'm embarrassed. I'm going to leave." And he's like, "Oh, okay.
Don't leave.
I'm embarrassed. I'm going to leave.
Yeah. There's like people looking at me. I'm like, "I'm fine. I'm just embarrassed.
But I would wake up in the morning and I would realize that I could see what I made. It's on the counter. I didn't really necessarily put everything away. One night, I made a box of macaroni and cheese.
Damn.
You know, it takes a while to boil water, to cook the noodles, to strain it, to do all the things. I got a pot with a half box of macaroni and cheese in it, all dried up. So, yeah, that's why I don't keep peanut butter in the house, because I'm afraid I'm going to choke and die. Because for me, it's just like, I don't even use utensils. I just stick like two fingers down in there and...
Yeah,
stick in my mouth. In the morning, I'm like, "What is all over my pillowcase?"
I had a big sleepwalker. I've definitely talked.
Oh yeah,
right. And only because I remember breaking up with a girl, and she was like, "Yeah, you said this," and I go, "When did I say that?" She goes, "Well, you were asleep," and I go, "Well, that doesn't count." She goes, "Well, you farted on me too." I was like, "When?" She was like, "When you were asleep." Like, don't come at me like I'm doing this stuff on purpose.
Yeah,
you should have just started faking like you're asleep and just farted on her.
Well, yeah, that was kind of the end of it, too.
Ah, damn.
When you get to that petty point of like, "Hey, you talk in your sleep. All right. Well, I mean, there's serious issues in the relationship. It's not the talking.
But the weirdest one, I just moved into a new house, and I kind of knew the lay of the land, but not really. And that's very important in sleepwalking. You kind of need to know where you are and what you're doing. And I don't really think I had that consciousness about me at that point. But I wake up, and it's raining, and I'm just like, why am I being rained? Why am I getting rained on? I'm sitting in the middle of my yard, legs crossed, hands in my face with my elbows on my knees.
Very zen.
And I walked, and I realized I'm in the middle of the front yard. And the only thing that woke me up was it started raining. And it wasn't like a Seattle rain. It was a rain.
Like a downpour.
It was a heavy rain, big ass drops. We've had a couple of those storms this year, but it was one of those types of rains. And I woke up and I'm like, I didn't want to tell anybody. Like, I didn't want to tell my wife.
Because it's weird.
I have two kids in the house.
Right.
The front door is wide open. My front door is wide open. I didn't even close the door when I walked outside.
No one's breaking in your house if you're like, dude, the door's there's also a guy in his underwear zinning in the front yard. Yeah. I'm not touching that house.
I don't have a shirt on. Yeah. It's a fall. It's not warm.
Yeah.
I mean, I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, what is going on here? Like, what is the deal? Like, what is my... I don't understand it, but...
You know. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
I've never sleepwalked. My uncle, we did not know he used to sleepwalk until he was a guest in our home. Same house with the cricket. And my brother's bedroom was given up to my uncle for him to stay in. And my brother and I, once again, were in the bunk beds in my bedroom. And we just wake up, I mean, like stuff shattering and breaking and all this. We realize it's coming from my brother's room. By the time we open my door, my father's already down the stairs, you know, man of the house kind of thing. And we open it up, and there's my uncle in his tidy whities. And he's kind of looking at us weird, like he clearly had kind of just come to. But my brother had this full, like, wall stereo system. It's not mounted to the wall. The shelf is just against the wall. Anyway, crap. Almost spilled it, but I didn't.
All right, I was like.
But his stereo, all of his vinyl, and anything else that was on the shelves is now broken on the floor. And we're looking at my uncle like, again, it's just weird because he's like 6'3". When you're a kid, he's just the biggest guy you've ever seen. And his tidy white is kind of blinking at us all weird. My brother's like, what the F, man? So according to my uncle, he was a sleepwalker. That is when he informed us of this, which if you're going to be a house guest and it's that prevalent, you should almost maybe tell him, right?
Give him a heads up.
Maybe we put you in a different room. There's nothing in my room to break. You'd have been better off in there. Anyway.
Well, you don't necessarily know somebody's going to break stuff either. Well, like, I never broke anything. I just, like, ate food.
You don't know
and walked around.
But if you're a sleepwalker, let someone know. So he.
And you're sleepwalking in somebody else's house.
Because according to him, he had a dream that someone was attacking a member of the family. I don't remember which one of us it was. But he sprang into action in his dream, and he grabbed whoever the assailant was by the neck and was pulling them to the floor. Well, the neck turned out to be one of the support bars for my brother's stereo. And I guess he got the better of the guy because the shelves are broken. My brother's stereo was broken. And in the 1970s, your stereo was your baby. It's the equivalent of a man with his car, right? So stereo's broken, turntables all messed up. One of the speakers went down, a couple of vinyl records broke. My brother, again, like I said, he's a nice guy, but karma just beat his ass early in life for no reason at all. And he's just, he's devastated, man. So then my father moves my uncle into my room. So I moved a few things out of there I didn't want him to touch, just in case. And then my father charged me and my brother. We're cleaning up the mess that my uncle had made.
Yeah.
It was like 4 a.m. We're like, what? And he's like, look, man, it's not going to clean itself.
It's like a weird semi-conscious thing. At one point in time, we must have been talking about maybe this weekend we'll go and either get a tree or set up our artificial tree.
All right.
That was a conversation I just remember. Okay, yeah, whatever. We'll do that crap. It's a pain in the ass. You know. But you do it. Well, I determined in the middle of the night that it must have been, the conversation was, we need to do this right now. And that that tree was on top of a shelf in the garage. I'd already taken it down.
All right.
I'd already taken all the stuff out of the box. The stand apparently was in the box, and when I dumped the box out, I went ding, 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 ding. Woke my wife up. She walks in the garage. It's like, what in the F are you doing? And I'm like, setting up the tree like you said.
Yeah.
She's like, it's the middle of the night. And I'm like, but you said we got to get the tree up, kind of thing. And she tells me all this conversation I'm having, and I'm like, she's like, so I picked up your arms. We'll do it tomorrow. It's still the middle of the night. I'm like, well, I can do it. I got it down. You know,
yeah.
I'm ready to rock. You know, it was an artificial tree. I was like,
right.
I was sorting out the branches, looking at stuff. I was completely out of it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't drunk. I was just sleepwalking. So
that's such a weird thing.
Yeah, and that's crazy.
It's like the most just random, dumb
because generally,
crap.
Like for me, if I have a dream that's that realistic,
yeah,
it'll take me a second as I'll wake up in my bed and be like, holy yes. Then it's like, all right. It was just a dream. We weren't really having that conversation. That person's not here.
Nor did I physically do it. It is weird when someone, if you get them at the wrong time and they start talking in their sleep, checked on my son, it's probably like 2 months ago, just cracked his door open, checked on him, and he rolls over. Now, his light's out, so I think he's awake. So I'd ask him, what? Because he's like, yeah, but is everybody okay? I said, dude, what are you talking about? And he was like insistent. He goes, is everybody okay? And then I realize he's dead asleep. So I'm like, man, I got everyone taken care of, just like you said. I don't know. I said, but everybody's perfectly fine, and they say thank you. And he's like, okay. And rolls over and goes
back
sleep.
To bed.
I'm like, all right then.
Well, okay, what are the YouTube comments from David? Miles, crunchy peanut butter is less of a choking hazard than creamy. The bits of peanuts help it go down better. Listen, man.
Dude,
David.
You're asleep.
I only buy extra chunky peanut butter. I have almost died with my fingers and a handful of peanut butter in the middle of the night multiple times.
Wait till he finds out it's not peanut butter on his fingers.
I love peanut butter. I make a conscious decision. Mm-hmm. I can't keep my hands out of it to not buy it.
Yeah.
It's like kryptonite for me.
Yeah.
I cannot have it in my house.
For fear
of
choking.
It will kill me. I mean, they'll say, like, how did he go? And they'll, Jeff or Skippy or
does
something.
Does he have a peanut allergy? Something. No, he ate it in his sleep.
Was it Adams, the thick stuff? No, it's regular old peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
You ever buy those little single servings of guacamole?
No, but I do buy the single servings of Jif over here at the store because I know.
Yeah, those single servings of guacamole. I'm not sleepwalking, but just you open the fridge. It's like, I got string cheese. Good reason to have a single serving.
Not a bad call.
But same thing. I don't buy them as they're expensive, and they only last a few days.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.